Well, first-time claims for jobless benefits down 3,000 from the previous week when most analysts had been expecting little or no change at all. Meanwhile, wholesale prices are up. The Labor Department saying inflation at the wholesale level did increase 0.1% in June. It had been unchanged in May, but wholesale prices are 2% higher than they were a year ago. I'm Chris Barnes.
A man being charged in connection with a pipe bomb explosion outside an Air Force recruiting center in Oklahoma. Federal prosecutors have charged 28-year-old Benjamin Roden with destruction of federal property and the use of an explosive to commit a felony. Roden allegedly placed a pipe bomb outside the recruiting center in Bixby, Oklahoma. No one was hurt in the explosion. The FBI arrested the former Air Force airman in Tulsa on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
One of the largest icebergs ever to break off the Antarctic ice shelf is now floating free. Here's the story.
Pictures from an American satellite show the iceberg is one of the biggest on record. Scientists have been monitoring the large crack in the ice shelf for the past decade, but they say it's been accelerating since 2014. The 650-foot-thick iceberg is not expected to drift very far in the short term. Scientists say it's not unusual for giant icebergs to split away from the Antarctic peninsula, but they add that the Larsen C ice shelf is now the smallest it's been since the last ice age.
A New York politician convicted of corruption is having his conviction overturned. More on the story.
A federal appeals court tossed Sheldon Silver's conviction after pointing to a different case in ruling last year. In that case, the definition changed of the type of official misconduct that can be the base of a corruption prosecution. And that means, according to the appeals court, the jury was not properly instructed at Silver's trial. The former state assembly speaker was convicted in 2015 of accepting about $4 million in bribes for the use of his political power. Prosecutors may retry the Manhattan Democrat.
NASA releasing the closest and clearest photos ever of Jupiter. The images from the space agency's Juno mission were only 5,600 miles above the surface of the giant planet. If you're curious about the photos, they're online at missionjuno.swri.edu. They say the photos offer a look at Jupiter's famous red spot storm. USA Radio News.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okay, this is going to be a bit of a review for some of our long time listeners here on the program. It was, 2004, 2005, in and around that point in time. Like I said, if you're not growing in life, if you're not learning, if you're not, evolving to some degree, you're doing something wrong. You're stuck. It doesn't mean changing who you are, but just you get light bulbs that go off, epiphanies throughout your life where you kind of open up your mind to a greater degree and are able to see things maybe from a different angle, a little bit differently than you had before. And right around that point in time, a lot of light bulbs were going off in my head. And I became very, very, very disgruntled, upset with the party that I was a member of, the Republican Party. And I chose to leave the party, and I registered as a libertarian at that point in time because it was something to do. Not that I'm following libertarian dogma and some of the crazy stuff that goes on at their conventions. Reason being is I came to the realization there's really not much difference between Democrats and Republicans. Really isn't. I think a lot of the stuff that you see on TV, the arguments, the back and forth, I think a lot of it's for show. A lot of it is just for show. In case in point, we've talked at great length about healthcare. It was Jason Chaffetz just retired. He was on Fox, and he was basically ripping into the Republicans. He said, hey, you know, we had the House. I mean, we were supposed to play defense. Now we had the Senate. Then we could play maybe a little bit of offense. And now we had the presidency. We were supposed to be able to do whatever we wanted. They can't even repeal Obamacare. We can't even get tax reform. Can't get anything because, again, they're more concerned about themselves than they are the country. Make no bones about it. They're not willing to make the sacrifices and do the things that are necessary to get us back where we used to be. You know, it's sad. I said the last real good speaker of the House, quite honestly, was Newt Gingrich. He was able to get welfare reform done, for crying out loud. But anyway, I kind of crafted this idea. Remember, George W. Bush back at that point in time was war. More war, and he had his axis of evil that he talked about was Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. And I came out and said, listen, I've got my own axis of evil. And I quite honestly, my axis of evil is scarier, in my opinion, a lot more dangerous than W's. That's big business, politicians, and the media working hand in hand to further their own needs. A real establishment class. It's always been there. It's always been there. But take a look at where it's at today. Take a look at what's happened to Washington, D.C. And I'm going to come out now. Like I said, I've got some talk radio show hosts that I've been listening to for a long period of time. One of my favorites retired, Neil Bortz, not long ago. But even they're late to the party. I didn't throw out his name. Rush Limbaugh's late to the party. The things that he's now talking about on his program, we've been talking about when he was basically, you know, super Republican. He sees it for what it is now, too. Maybe he had one of those light bulbs go off on his head And it was obviously a little bit more recently than it was for me. But this entire group is there to protect themselves and to look out for themselves. And we as a society, we've got to do a better job. They've become unhinged. They have. I was shocked. CNN freaked out over a GIF. Somebody messed around with a video. I think most people have seen it by now, and had Donald Trump body slamming a logo. It's a joke. It's silly. It's stuff that kids do online. My youngest son, Nico, can do stuff like that. And they turned it into, there's threats of violence against us. What a bunch of kitty cats. Fire up meow mix. Meow, 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 meow. You gotta be kidding me, man. They actually got upset over that. And again, after they got upset and they went public and then they threatened the person that did it, and it came lots of gifts. Everybody's got, what was the latest one I just saw? Was Donald Trump as the Hulk smacking down Loki, the CNN logo from one of the Avengers movies out there. And it's just going to keep coming. It's just going to keep coming. Donald Trump, and I'll give my assessment. As far as getting rid of the regulations that he's been able to get rid of via using his executive order pen, slowly but surely getting rid of some of the career bureaucrats inside the swamp, good job. Supreme Court Justice, good job. What he hasn't been able to do is he hasn't been able to get Congress to move. I don't know if he ever will. I honestly don't. He may be, for all intents and purposes, as far as legislatively is concerned, a lame duck president. And what I mean by that is that they can't stand him at all. Because he's not one of them. Now, listen, I'm not thrilled. I'm not a Trumpster by any stretch of the imagination. People who listen to my program know that I'm an equal opportunity basher, and I have been highly critical of some of his cabinet picks, some of the people he surrounds himself with. I've also been very, very critical of his foreign policy moves. Some of the things that were on that Republican Party platform, like bringing back Glass-Steagall and breaking up the big banks, what happened to that? We've walked away from that. What happened to getting us involved in all of these places around the globe, all these things? Why are we still in Afghanistan, President Trump? Somebody tell me. Brought tears in my eyes. I was reading a story this past week about the, former Army West Point cadet quarterback that was just killed in Afghanistan. For what? For what? Yet we're still there. Tell me why. I don't know why. So I'm not a Trumpster by any stretch of the imagination. His greatest success, because I get this. Questions like this from time to time, maybe that he just dismantles and takes apart the mainstream media and exposes them for who they really are. I guess that could be considered a success. Here was one this past week. Okay, Donald Trump tweeted out on Monday that the legacy media would be forced to cover America's improving economy. You know what the media did? They took it as Donald Trump saying that he's going to actually force them to cover stuff. Now, there's one of two things that everybody needs to understand right now when it comes to the media, when it comes to these journalists. There's just A or B. Either they are really, really, really stupid, or they think you are really, really stupid. So if that's the case, if those are the two options, because I don't know of any others, why pay attention to them anymore? Why bother? You know, on the same sense, you know, we're still seeing more of these mergers and acquisitions. Thank God Great Britain is trying to block Rupert Murdoch's Fox's bid for Sky. We've got these big, powerful conglomerates. And again, they protect each other. Yeah, so what if the news doesn't make money? If the news is there to cover what we want it to cover, then it doesn't really matter, does it? You know, we exposed them for the phonies that they were. This was back in, what was this, 2007, 2008. I got a hold of an advertising contract. An advertising contract between one of the big brokerage firms and one of the major networks. And it said, right there in the contract, that if the news agency was planning on running anything negative at all about the firm, to pull all of our ads. So basically what you had was fact to say, hey, you know what? We'll pay you. We'll pay you not to say anything bad about us. And again, this is kind of how this nefarious relationship, this watchdog on Wall Street, axis of evil, works. They are all a part of the same club. They are all there to protect each other. They don't care about you. You get it? They don't give a damn about you. We have right now a type of wealth, a type of power that is centered in Washington, D.C., that has never, ever, I don't think it's ever been seen before. Most certainly not in the history of this country. Most certainly not the Western civilization, come to think of it. It's frightening. Anyway, have to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff right there at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or you can give us a call. 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be right back. There's no room, no space to rent in this town.
Under 30 horsepower diesel tractors are in high demand. Yanmar meets this demand with the powerful SA series that go above and beyond ordinary tractors with the famously reliable Yanmar engine. When it comes to compact tractors, 35 horsepower is the just right size for many people. The Yanmar model YT235 tractor fits the bill. Open platform or factory cab, the YT235 is your best choice to put a famous Yanmar diesel engine to work on your land. Look to the Yanmar YT3 series for the best over 45 horsepower compact tractor. Only the YT3 Yanmar tractors can increase your productivity and time savings with the unique, proven, and reliable IHMT transmission. From subcompact 21 horsepower to 59 acre-eating horsepower, Yanmar provides you with powerful tractors and matching attachments for the whole range of compact tractor tasks. More information at yanmartractor.com. That's yanmartractor.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. According to a Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans plan to travel for business or pleasure this summer. Happiness expert Sean Acor explains how with smart planning and the right destination, you can maximize the joy of your summer travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Everyone has their favorite summer memory, that family trip to the beach or a visit to a ballpark. The memories we make through travel inspire and rejuvenate us for months and even years. And whether your destination is Michigan or Madagascar, with the right planning and the right mindset, happiness is possible wherever and whenever you decide to go. A huge part of planning your travel is to make sure that you have the right rewards credit card so that you're not restricted where and when you can travel. With my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, I can earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend, and I'm not limited with blackout dates or restrictions. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value Parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value Parts stores. For me, Auto Value Parts stores are a home run every time.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Okay, this story, I have to delve into this because, again, a bit of a I-told-you-so moment as well, and it's also a teachable moment when it comes to just how the world works. Yeah, I talk about various different sides. You got the left, you got the right. The problem is that I do believe, and if you think that I'm wrong, let me know. I don't. The left, I think, actually believes that the right really wants to kill grandma and grandpa, really wants to starve old people. I mean, they come up with all of these, you know, where the Ebenezer Scrooges and this, you know, Scrooge McDuck and the Monopoly Man and evil rich people want poor people to starve. And I'm like, what are you talking about? See, I got a different look to left. I think the left are status. And I think that the left thinks of, well, it's their job. The elites on the left feel that everybody is their own little rescue dog. And it's their job out there to rescue everyone and to protect them and to feed them and to take care of them. And that's how they act. Now, listen, okay, I don't think that they mean harm. They just don't know what they're doing. For example, Bernie Sanders, he brought up a lot of good points when he was running for the presidency in things that are wrong with this country. However, his solutions to the problem were just moronic at best. Made no sense whatsoever. Absolutely impossible. But that's a bit of a difference. I think the left really thinks the right is we want to hurt people, which is crazy. But anyway, I bring this up because there was a interview published with Bill Gates. And Bill Gates has come out. This is another open borders guy, all of a sudden changing his mind. He says, Europe is going to be devastated by African refugees if they don't make it more difficult for Africans to reach the continent. And the solution lies in European nations committing billions of taxpayer money towards overseas aid. So I hear this and I'm like, uh-oh. Gates is starting to see what's going on in Europe and says, this is not good. And it's not good. So what is Bill Gates' solution to the problem? Send more money to Africa. Yeah, that'll solve the problem. You know what that'll do? That'll just end up putting more money in Swiss banks. That money is going to go to Africa, and that money is going to leave Africa and end up in a Swiss bank. You know how many kind of break this down, just how stupid this is. If you need a house, and you need shelter, and I send you a hammer, nails, and wood to build a house, yet you don't build the house. And what do? I send you another hammer, more wood, and nails. And I keep doing that, yet you continue not to build the house. What the hell's the point? This is the issue, okay? This is the issue, is that Bill Gates is recognizing, and his foundation did a lot with vaccinations in Africa, and it's helped lead to a population explosion there. But what also we don't have going on is any sort of vibrant economy. You know, the sad thing is that Africa has all the natural resources. It's got the beaches. It's got the real estate. It's got fertile land. It should be enormously successful, yet it's not. So what do the left and all of these people out there do is they want to send more money. Either that, they go and they want to give stuff away. And I've cited this example before on the program, and it was actually a piece done by an African economist talking about how all these AIDS groups come into certain communities and they start giving stuff away for free. And let's say that there's an area that has been struck with instances of malaria. So they come in and they start giving away mosquito nets to everybody. What do they do by giving away mosquito nets? Well, they put out of business the local mosquito net company that was making them and selling them. Puts that entire family and all of their workers out of business. Giving stuff away is not a solution to a problem. It doesn't solve anything. In fact, in many instances, it makes matters much, much worse over the long run. Case in point, putting the mosquito net factory out of business. Wouldn't it have been better to help the mosquito net company have access to capital so they could expand and sell more of their product and provide? Yes, of course it would. But again, no. The left doesn't think that way. We've got to give stuff away. We got to have food stamps for everybody. They judge their success by the amount of stuff that they give away or the amount of people they get addicted to this free stuff. That is not good. That is destroying the essence of man, of who we're supposed to be. And you know what, people? You know who said that? You know who said that? FDR. FDR said, "The lessons of history, confirmed by evidence immediately before me, show conclusively that continued dependence on relief induces a spiritual and moral disintegration fundamentally destructive to the national fiber. To dole out relief in this way is to administer a narcotic, a subtle destroyer of the human spirit. It is inimical to the dictates of sound policy. It is a violation of the traditions of America." This is supposedly from the liberal icon FDR. Imagine if we had a public official say this, utter these words today. Oh my God, they'd be decimated. Again, we don't care. We speak the truth here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There are many things that I do that are the exact opposite of what he would want. So when I keep hearing about that he would have rather had Trump, I think probably not.
President Donald Trump, during his interview with CBN and Pat Robertson concerning Vladimir Putin, Trump was commenting on continually unproven allegations by leftist media that he's been in collusion with the Russians to get elected. Attorney General Jeff Sessions drawing attention to increases in violence across America as well as opioid abuse. He addressed the issue to a group of law enforcement officers.
We've got vicious gangs out there, an opioid epidemic, threats from terrorism and human traffickers. These are just some of the challenges that we in law enforcement face.
Sessions said the Trump administration would like to increase funding to law enforcement to fight the things that he mentioned in his speech. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
On the other side of the street I knew, stood a girl that looked like you. I guess that's deja vu, but I thought...
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, I mentioned handouts and giveaways. I saw this story, and you know, thanks Washington Times, but we told you that, we told everybody this is exactly what was going to happen before it did. Before it did, and now what do we got? We got Claire McCaskill coming out, and oh, we got a report on this. You think anything will be done? Obama phone. The controversial Obama phone program, which pays for cell phones for the poor, is rife with fraud, according to a new government report released that found more than one-third of enrollees may not even be qualified. Tell me something I don't know already. What did you think was going to happen? What did you think was going to happen when cell phone companies can sign people up for these contracts, sign people up and not have to worry about sending a bill to these people? The government was going to pay. Just put it on the government's tab. The Underhills. I mentioned this last week on the program. We're all the Underhills right now. Put it on the Underhills tab. We're paying for someone else's cell phone known as the Lifeline Program. The giveaway became a symbol of government waste in the previous administration. Now, a new report from the Government Accountability Office bears out those concerns. The report, which was requested by Senator Claire McCaskill, also says the program has stashed, get this, some $9 billion in assets in private bank accounts rather than with the federal treasury, further increasing risks and depriving taxpayers of the full benefit of that money. Complete lack of oversight is causing this program to fail the American taxpayer. Everything that could go wrong is going wrong. We're currently letting phone companies cash a government check every month with little more than the honor system to hold them accountable. And that simply can't continue. Oh, yeah, it's going to continue. Oh, yeah. Hey, what are you kidding? Do you understand that you've got 10.6 million people have an Obama phone? 10.6 million people. That's more than the population of Greece, for crying out loud. You are paying their damn bill. Congratulations, Underhills, my fellow Underhills out there. You're paying for somebody else's damn phone. They're saying 36% of them may not qualify. I'll tell you who doesn't qualify. You can't afford to pay for your phone. You don't get a phone. This is after investigators, after sampling the population, finding a huge chunk of people couldn't prove they were eligible. What does a phone company care? It's that they're making money. They're cashing a check every single month. More than 5,500 people were found to be enrolled for two phones, while the program was paying for nearly 6,400 phones for persons the government has listed as having died. Investigators also submitted fraudulent applications to see what would happen. 12 of the 19 phone carriers they applied to approved a phone. You want to know who's who makes a ton of money off this program? Who makes a lot of money? He's one of the big guys behind it. Carlos Slim, one of the richest men in the world, right? Richest man in Mexico. Oh, guess what? You know where you're not going to find this Obama phone story? You're not going to find this Obama phone story in the New York Times. You want to know why? Oh, that's right. Carlos Slim owns the New York Times. And he's buddies with the people over at the Washington Post and ABC, NBC, CBS. So you're not going to really find that story anywhere. Not going to be reported on. Squash that. Establishment says squash that. Of course they're going to squash it. Why would they? Why wouldn't they? It's just more power for them. Again, this is what happens. This is what happens. Could you imagine? And again, I wish Trump would do it. I wish. Every single time one of these things pops up, he's going to squash it. No more Obama phone. You can't afford a phone? You don't have one. Sorry. Can't afford a phone? You don't have one. Your phone has been canceled. Click. You know what you do? I got it. You tell all those cell phone companies, say, you know what? We're not paying the bill anymore. If you guys want to be nice and benevolent and give people free cell phone service, go nuts. But you know what? You didn't do your job. You didn't check up to make sure that these people are eligible. You're charging us for phones that aren't even being used because people are dead. So you know what? We're not paying our bill. As we, the fellow Underhills here, we should all band and say, you know what? We're not paying this bill. Take it off. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-709-2413 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-709-2413. Again, that's 800-709-2413.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
It's not unusual to have fun with anyone.
Yeah, there's. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, there was a scene. I'll delve in this. I'll sub reference again. Why not? I got to go see Wonder Woman with my youngest son, and I'm telling you right now, it was fantastic. It's one of the better superhero movies I've seen. It was really, really good. And it was a scene in the movie, I was thinking about it, where she goes off. She's not dressed in her Wonder Woman gear. She's dressed as a normal citizen, and she goes off on all of these generals and British politicians talking about how they want to send people off to war. And she's saying, you know, true leaders go out there and they fight the battles with their soldiers. Look where you people are. You're in a room here somewhere. And it was a great point. And I thought about that because Chris Christie, and it made national news. But come on. You shut down the beaches. I get it. You had no choice. Shut down the beaches. Budget impasse. You do it over the 4th of July holiday. Okay. But then you choose to go to one of those closed down beaches that your state troopers told people that if they went to the beaches, they would be arrested, yet you went with your family. Guy's done. You just don't do things like that. This is part of the problem. Chris Christie has been corrupted. Do you understand? I don't think he was always like that. But I think he's been hanging around politics. He's been in and around D.C., and all of these leadership areas where he feels that he is entitled to it. And in fact, you know what he said? He said, you want to go do that? Then you got to run for governor and you can get the governor's mansion. Then you can get the residence. What an anal sphincter. I mean, who's going to vote for that guy after this? I mean, that's not leadership. Anyway, I wanted to mention this because, again, this story you will not hear anywhere else. And I had to check it a couple times. And it's true. We've had this whole Russia investigation. It's kind of going away a little bit right now. I don't know if Robert Mueller will try to get the thing back in gear again. Do you know that the actual server that was hacked, the DNC server that was hacked, hasn't been looked at by federal investigators? The DNC will not hand over that server. Who's got some private company that has taken it? Now, does it not stink to high heaven, or does that not stink to high heaven? If you're so concerned about all of this hacking, why not turn the server over? And it's simple. There's stuff on that server that they don't want out. Whether it be, hey, yes, we worked, Democratic National Committee worked to destroy Bernie Sanders and get him to lose, or maybe figuring out roles of dead people that they can get to go out and vote. But there's something really rotten on that server that they don't want out. And the funny thing is, well, imagine what the public, let me get this word out, the public knew that the DNC is not allowing investigators actual access to that server. Anyway, speaking of people that voted that weren't supposed to. Well, got a couple think tanks right now putting out studies saying that, yeah, you know what? Way too many non-citizens were voting. Way too many non-citizens. Anyway, it is the Allskate Hour of the program, and I've got stories from time to time. I'd like to touch on this hour that a little bit off the beaten track. One of my favorite comedians today is a guy by the name of Sebastian Maniscalco. He's an Italian comedian, and he's got that old world sense to him to some degree. When he does his routines, I'm pretty much like, yeah, that's me. Complains about stuff that just drives me absolutely crazy. Everything from fantasy football to the way people dress nowadays. And he went on this major rant about how people dress when they go to the airport now. And it's like, well, what, you just rolled out of bed? I mean, since when is it acceptable to look like that in public? You're getting on an airplane looking like you rolled out of bed. And again, I'm old school. I'm old school. You're going out into the public, to a public place. You're going on an airplane. You always want to dress nice. You don't look like a slob. People, they take notice of you. And what happened to that? You know, it was funny. I took my son last weekend, and one of his friends came up from Florida, and I took him to Princeton University. They had a prospect camp there for lacrosse players. And, I mean, what an absolutely beautiful campus. I mean, the athletic facilities just off the charts. And the coach there had his players working with the kids. It was a great experience. They did a great job. It was all out first class. And I told my son and I told his friend, I said, listen, this is what you need to do. Okay, you like this place. What you got to do is you got to send that coach a thank you note. You need to send that guy a thank you note, thanking him for the experience. Now, the coach is limited to what he can email back because of recruiting rules, but you just let him know what a great experience that was. Little things like that. Basically, my lesson, my son, is that, you know, I do this when I'm invited on a guest someone's program. I don't either email them a message. I handwrite a note. And these little things make a difference, like not dressing like a slob. It was funny. Tom Ford, who is a famous clothing designer, actually he's made some movies now as well. Tom Ford, worked for Gucci for a while as well, complaining about the same thing. He goes, what is it about women nowadays? Nobody wants to dress nice. We're crying out loud. Pick it up. Anyway, before we got to go, one quick one. Doctor who looks after Taylor Swift's skin warns that we should wear sunscreen when using phones and computers. I'll tell you something I'll never do. Really? Now we're going to wear sunscreen? That's going to kill us now, too, looking at the computer? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Have a wonderful week, everybody. God bless. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There are many things that I do that are the exact opposite of what he would want. So when I keep hearing about that he would have rather had Trump, I think probably not.
President Donald Trump, during his interview with CBN and Pat Robertson concerning Vladimir Putin, Trump was commenting on continually unproven allegations by leftist media that he's been in collusion with the Russians to get elected. Attorney General Jeff Sessions drawing attention to increases in violence across America as well as opioid abuse, he addressed the issue to a group of law enforcement officers.
We've got vicious gangs out there, an opioid epidemic, threats from terrorism, and human traffickers. These are just some of the challenges that we in law enforcement face.
Sessions said the Trump administration would like to increase funding to law enforcement to fight the things that he mentioned in his speech. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We all need to take care of our hearts. And the best way to do that is with Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 from Life Extension. It's a powerful antioxidant that supports heart health. CoQ10 is also essential to cellular energy production. The energy-producing mitochondria inside your cells need CoQ10 to power essential organs like your heart and brain. And Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 absorbs better than other CoQ10 supplements. And now you can get Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 at half off, plus a complimentary bottle of vitamin D3, also from Life Extension. And, of course, free shipping and handling on both of these vital supplements. Just call toll-free 1-855-870-6622. That's 1-855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Charges being brought today against the man who is accused of bombing an Air Force recruitment center in Oklahoma. Chris Barnes with more.
The FBI says the person arrested for the bombing was someone who they discovered had sent hate mail to the Air Force.
That led to a review of the defendant's Facebook information. That led to the review of finding a witness who indicated that he'd seen someone leave on a red motorcycle simultaneously with hearing the explosion.
Acting U.S. Attorney Loretta Radford saying that Ben Roden is charged with setting off the explosive at the recruitment center in Bigsby late Monday night. She says Roden was upset after he'd been rejected by the U.S. Marines. I'm Chris Barnes.
Former President Jimmy Carter recovering after he collapsed at a Habitat for Humanity building in Canada today. According to Habitat for Humanity CEO, the 92-year-old former president was treated for dehydration at the scene and taken to a Winnipeg hospital as a precaution. A Habitat spokeswoman said Carter told everyone he's okay and told everyone to keep building. USA Radio News.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bugby Gun 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bugby Gun. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bugby Gun. Your choice, two for just $10, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Is this just a joke or is he for real? A music star says he's going to run for the Senate. Here's Chris Barnes.
No sign of any campaign documents being filed yet, but he has launched a KidRockForSenate.com website that he says is not a joke, tweeting that a major announcement is coming in the future. Incumbent Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow put out a fundraising email recently saying, while she's not sure if it's real or just a publicity stunt, the possibility has to be taken seriously. Quote, after Donald Trump's surprising win last year. I'm Chris Barnes.
An interesting conflict is brewing in California between a woman trying to protect a Vietnam Memorial sign and the family of a young girl killed in a horrific traffic accident. Jason Campadonia has this story.
The memorial is for Ciara Smith and marks the spot at a Redondo Beach intersection where the 13-year-old died in a horrific accident. The crash happened more than 2 months ago, and since then, a woman who lives in the area has thrown most of the memorial items away. She claims it covers up a Los Angeles County Vietnam Veterans Memorial Highway sign on the same corner. Police say the flowers, pictures, and cards are on private property, and the woman could face charges. I'm Jason Campadonia, Los Angeles.
And just coming in, authorities saying a missing Jersey Shore girl has been found dead. A Monmouth County authority confirms the remains of 11-year-old Abigail Smith were discovered late this morning. USA Radio News.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There are many things that I do that are the exact opposite of what he would want. So when I keep hearing about that he would have rather had Trump, I think probably not.
President Donald Trump, during his interview with CBN and Pat Robertson concerning Vladimir Putin, Trump was commenting on continually unproven allegations by leftist media that he's been in collusion with the Russians to get elected. Attorney General Jeff Sessions drawing attention to increases in violence across America as well as opioid abuse. He addressed the issue to a group of law enforcement officers.
We've got vicious gangs out there, an opioid epidemic, threats from terrorism, and human traffickers. These are just some of the challenges that we in law enforcement face.
Sessions said the Trump administration would like to increase funding to law enforcement to fight the things that he mentioned in his speech. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We all need to take care of our hearts.